Oasis Audio presents Your Future Self Will Thank You by Drew Dick. Read for you by Wes Bleed. Introduction: A Foundation for the Soul. Why I Need This Book More Than You Do. Your future self will always see your present self as unwise and immature. That means you are currently a fool right now. Tim Keller. I make the same resolutions every year. In case you missed the confession in that first sentence, let me point it out for you. Making the same goals every year usually means you failed the year before. But self-improvement is a persistent mistress. By the time New Year's rolls around, I'm ready to renew my vows to a better future. Exercise 5 times a week. Lose 20 pounds. Stick to the budget. Not all my failures are health and finance related. Spiritual goals have a tendency to languish on my fridge as well. Pray for 15 minutes every morning. Read through the Bible in 1 year. Volunteer in a new role at church. After recording these goals, I close my moleskin notebook with a sense of anticipation and pride. I'm almost jealous of my future self. He's going to be so skinny and spiritual. I'm confident about my goals. I feel like they are laudable, and if the literature on goal setting is to be believed, accomplishable. They're concrete, measurable, and, you would think, realistic. Yet somehow I find myself failing to meet them year after year after year. And it doesn't take months for my resolutions to unravel. It takes weeks, days even. What's going on? On one hand, it isn't much of a mystery. I'm the victim of a phenomenon as predictable as it is frustrating. Planning is easy. Execution is hard. Anyone can sign up to run a marathon. Propelling your body over 26.2 miles of concrete is where things get rough, or so I'm told. The same is true of just about anything worth doing. It requires a good deal of effort, and most of us fail to follow through, despite our good intentions. As the witty football coach Lou Holtz once remarked, "After all is said and done, more is said than done." If there's anything unique about me, it's not that I fail to meet my goals, it's that I'm continually surprised when I trip over the gap between what I plan to do and what I'm able to accomplish. Of course, not all resolution breakers are colossal failures in every area of life. I'm not. I strive to be a good husband and father. I'm gainfully employed. I have 2 degrees and even a couple of books to my name. Heck, I had enough willpower to squeeze out the words you're currently listening to, though you wouldn't believe the lollygagging and avoidance behavior that preceded the actual writing. On the spiritual front, I'm not a total loser either. I go to church most Sundays, and my closet is free of skeletons. I give to good causes. I'm assiduous in my study of theology, though embarrassingly inconsistent with Bible reading. And yet my failure to meet my goals, and not just ones made on New Year's Eve, haunts me, especially when failing to do so has serious consequences. Stuck in reverse. My brother Darren recently had a heart attack at 44 years old. Thankfully, he quickly got to the hospital, where they threaded a thin tube through a vein in his wrist up to a blocked artery and restored blood flow to his heart. As the shock wore off and we all breathed a sigh of relief that he was going to be okay, I started to think about my own health. When it comes to heart disease, family history is the poor man's genetic testing. When your brother, who was only 5 years your senior, suffers a heart attack, it's a wake-up call. Or it should be. I wanted to cut my risk factors, so I hit the ground running. Literally. I fished my Nike running shoes out of the garage and started plodding around my block every evening. My diet got a makeover, too. Burgers and fries were out. Salmon and broccoli were in. I started popping fish oil pills and seeking out foods with a mysterious component called fiber. I took a picture of one particularly depressing healthy meal and texted it to my brother. "Look at what you're making me do," I wrote. I hoped to minimize my risk with diet and exercise, but if I needed medication, I'd take it. I promised my wife I'd talk to my doctor. As the father of 3 young children, I wasn't going to take any chances. I guess this is what I needed to take my health seriously, I remember.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?